Speaking.
Hi Robin, this is Adam and I'm calling you from Australian Escapes. You are the president with Quaker Hills Probus, correct?
Correct.
Great. Robin, we would like to be able to contact you about helping plans your members' day trips and travel and getting you be also getting you better prices. So do you mind if we call you on this number, the one that I call 0418?
Fine. Yep.
Okay.
That's okay.
So, Robin, as I see, your phone number is listed on Do Not Call Register, so I have recorded this call as your approval. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. All right. So, can we make your consent valid for the time you're associated with Probus?
Is it what, sorry?
Now, can we make your consent valid for the time you're associated with Probus?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We've only a new club, so we've only been running not even quite 2 years yet.
Oh, okay. Okay, Robin. Well, thank you. We have an idea for you that will save your members up to 40% of your day trips and travel prices.
Oh, okay.
It's a 100% free service to Quirkus Club. And I would also like to inform you that as I said, we are offering 40% of day trips and travel prices. So do you mind if I give you a call back to tell you a bit more about it?
Why can't you tell me now?
Okay, sure. I'll certainly go ahead and tell you now. So let's get started. What we are going to do is we are, doing a short survey. It's a survey style questionnaire, okay? And I'll be really quick. And I'll also like to inform you that we are all about affordability and simplicity, Robin. The idea, as I said, is to save you up to 40% of your away trips and day tours. So your member are paying way too much as of now. And
Well, why not? Because we haven't been anywhere.
you haven't been anywhere. You have a new this is your new club, right? You said, yep. I'm
Correct.
sorry, I missed on that. Okay. All right. So would you mind if I record this call for training purposes? Is that okay with
That's
you?
fine.
All right. Thank you so much. So let me see here. All right. So when you are considering getting away as a group, Robin, are your members more interested in doing affordable short-range trips, say 1 to 3 nights within a few hours drive, or do you prefer longer trips, say more than 7 days?
I think the shorter trips would be good for now because at the moment we can't get anybody interested in anything other than short trips.
So looking at this year, do you have any trips planned at all?
Yeah, we're going to do the Postman's Run
The
on
port.
the Hawkesbury River.
Oh,
What
okay.
is it? The riverboat Postman, yeah.
Riverboat.
And that's about all, I think. Other than like opal trips, that sort of thing.
All right. So have you already booked a trip or you're planning or considering to?
No, we've already booked it.
All right. And how many members are going?
At the moment, I think there's only about eight.
Eight. And is this the total number of members you have?
We have 24 members.
24 members. Okay. Seems like a small club. No problem with that. All right. So you said you haven't been anywhere in the past, right?
That's correct.
And may I know that when did you happen to book this trip?
We went on the trip last year and we pretty much booked after that. So I would say, I think we did it in November. So I think we booked in January.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You booked in January. All right. And also, you see, some of the ideas that we have for you that might interest you in future include short-range self-guided bus trips, self-guided trips via bus or train with great value accommodation for 1 to 7 nights, day tours, and at least 1 or 2 group dinners. So this type of trip can be done, say, 60% less than retail, saving you a lot of money, and this is more independent style of trip. So in your opinion, do you feel that some of your members might be open to doing a smaller trips like this, if they are very affordable?
I really don't know because we can't get them to do anything. But what we can do is open it up to other clubs in the area and let them know that we're looking at planning a trip to wherever and invite them to come along.
All right, you said that your members have already been on a longer trips last year, right? So,
No
the
long trips.
short trips, yeah. Okay. All right. So, what places have members already indicated interest in visiting in future, Robin?
Now, we did do a survey, and that Tasmania was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But with trade travel, it was like $4,000.
Yeah, it's around.
And with somebody else, it was only $1,900 for 2 weeks.
Well, we can do the same trip, you know, under $800 per person, the one that you have for Tasmania, and, you know, all with similar quality and all with similar experiences. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And let me see here. So our research with Probus in regards to trip planning indicates the importance of really knowing what your members want. So how do you currently find out about what members are interested in doing? You have your own email survey, you said, right?
Yeah, well, we normally ask them what they want to do because our problem has been trying to get them interested.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of them are old and have disabilities.
Yep, yep.
Some of them are still working part-time,
mm-hmm.
so getting away is an issue. Some mm-hmm. of them are looking after grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
There's another issue.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't get them all away at the same time, but we are associated with another bigger club.
Yep.
And if we took something to them that they were interested in, I know they were interested in going to Tassie as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if we could come up with something like that, I'm sure we could get at
mm-hmm.
least 10,
mm-hmm.
maybe more. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, from what you have already known about what your members want in regards to trips away, Robin, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how important are the following factors for you? Let's talk about affordability. How would you rate it between the scale of 1 to 10?
I thought it'd have to be an 8, yeah.
8, okay. And how about value for money? How would you rate it?
Yeah, I'm thinking 8.
Mm-hmm. All right. And Robin, how about flexible travel options to suit your budget? Now, this means having a choice of different types and style of travels to suit your different budgets. How would you rate it?
That'd be interesting to put that up in the 8.
Yeah, okay, all right. And are there any other factors those are important to you and your members?
Accessibility. So
mm-hmm.
for anybody who's disabled,
mm-hmm.
you know, we need to make sure that they have disability access.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Oh, I get that. So some clubs have one or more committee members who are looking after tours and travel. So do you have, anybody in charge who looks after the travel arrangement, or you do it by yourself?
I normally do it by myself, but we are having an AGM at
mm-hmm.
the end of this month.
Yep, yep.
So there will be a new committee.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I couldn't get anybody interested in travel, so
mm-hmm.
I've taken that on again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if there's any of the familial trips, I'll take them.
Yep, yep, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so as I see that organizing travel plans, getting competitive pricing and communicating with members seems quite a task, Robin. So in your
yeah.
opinion, what do you feel, you know, what do you feel you need help with the most? Is it like learning about what members want or comparing different trip options, communication with members?
I think that the communication with the members is not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's just getting them to decide that, yes, they can take time away because they've either got pets or grandchildren or
mm-hmm.
illnesses or whatever. If we had a bigger club like Glenwood,
mm-hmm.
they have 100 members.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's much easier for them to
mm-hmm.
organise a trip to whatever they want to do. They would get good numbers anyway.
Yeah, yeah, that's understood. Fair enough. So, Robin, this is my last question. We would like the opportunity to prove our value to you because we know we can save your members up to 40% of all domestic day trips, away trips, and travel. And
mm-hmm.
this makes it a lot more affordable. So are you open to shopping around to get better prices on your trips?
Now, if somebody said to me that like, if you tell me you've got
yeah.
a good deal
mm-hmm.
and we're interested in that,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go shopping around to see what somebody else had.
No, okay.
And I know how expensive trade travel are.
Yep, yep.
Their trips are very good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we've always had good food, great accommodation,
mm-hmm.
All those sorts of things. But I think people do want to get away from time to time,
mm-hmm.
but it has to be affordable. And I think when people have retired,
yeah,
not everybody's self-funded, so, you know, money is an issue.
Yeah, yeah, I understand, yeah, truly. So that completes our survey questions, Robin. I can resend you our introduction email. Let me confirm the email address that I have. It's quakerhillsprobus@gmail.com. correct?
Yep, that's it. Yep.
All right. So the email that I will send you introduces Australian Escapes. We are the first and biggest travel club in Australia, and we are giving each Probus Club branch a special free membership. So all the members can access the discounts and try us out, because it does pay to shop around. So would you like me to resend that email to you again?
Yep, that'd be good, thank you. I don't even know where those emails go.
All right, maybe you should check your junk folders sometime.
No, they don't come to me. I think they go to the secretary.
Oh, okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to update your club's detail, and we'll contact you separately about registering your branch. And this is the best number to reach you, right, Robin?
It is, yeah. I'll give you another email, too.
Okay, yeah, please.
Yeah, so it's Make Up Your Day. So it's MAKE UP YR DAY at gmail.com.
So you have the complete access of this email, right?
That's mine, yeah.
All right. So I'll have it resent the email on both the email addresses. And I'll also complete all the, I'll also send an introductory email to you, including all the package and benefits and also the savings. So I am really grateful, and I'm really thankful to you for all the information that you provided. And we'll look forward to speak with you. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
And just so that you know, there is a new Probus Club at Doonside.
Oh, okay.
Only formed a couple of weeks ago, so I don't know if that information is helpful for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that will be helpful. So are you also a member of that club?
No.
All right. So will it be fine if I take the club's name and contact them?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, everybody wants to travel.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people do, but a lot of people just can't get their act together.
Yep.
So that'll be good. Give them a call. Glenwood is another one. Glenwood is quite big. You've also got Mount Druitt. Mount Druitt, they do a bit of travel, I understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, and the one that you were, talking about, the one that recently opened, you know.
Doonside, yep.
Yeah. How do you spell the club's name, ma'am?
D-O-O-N for Nelly. Side, S-I-D-E.
S-O-D-E? Yeah.
S-I-D-E, Doonside.
Doonside Probus, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, and is there a contact number where I can reach them?
No, but they're all on the, I think it's Probus South Pacific.
Probus South
Pacific. All of the branches are on there. You just put find a club and they all come up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. All right, Robin, that information is really helpful. I'll speak with them, and I'll also send you the information on your email address, both the email address, okay?
Great. Okay, right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You have a good day.
That's
bye-bye.
Okay. All right, bye.